You're listening to Popular Science Radio with Alan Taylor. For more of your favorite programs, visit us on the web at ernlive.com. That's ernlive.com. Welcome back. It is Popular Science Radio. Today we're talking about bullying a little bit in these last couple of segments with Dr. Wendy James. You can obviously check her out online at drwendyjames.com. That's drwendyjames.com. She is the president and founder of Life Consultants, Inc., author of a couple of books here, one, The Gap for Executive Women and Balancing Life and what have you, and the one we've been talking about, The Princess Chronicles, a bedside companion for women. Is it for women and women with children or women that have been bullied? Let's just ask that real quick.
It's women in general. It's okay. Women growing up and women's relationships. And a lot of men like reading it only because they go, oh, now I understand a little more about the psyche of women.
Yeah.
And how they think.
All right. You can find those, I imagine, Amazon, places like that?
Absolutely. Okay. And you can get on my website, too.
It's drwendyjames.com. Relationship between victim and bully. So these are two different things, and people kind of accept these roles at some point. I know a lot of people that are just, they're victims. Everything that happens to them, if somebody goes in the bathroom before them, they go, oh, it always happens to me. I never get first in line, and somebody always gets the better deal. Oh, I was just 2 minutes late. This is kind of a victim mentality. Does that start, you think, from bullying when they were a kid? Long-term effect, right?
All of us remember, we were talking about that, Alan, all of us remember being bullied. You remember incident. When it constantly goes on, you become a victim. And teachers and psychologists and, of course, the community and parents have to help to make sure somebody isn't getting threatened or peer harassment is occurring. Yet over time, there's a psychological effect on a child who is being bullied. And so it is the psyche of the victim leading to the continuing bullying and lack of esteem and confidence, or does bullying lead to the mental health issues
right. And
depression and suicidal thoughts? So there's a combination that we're not able to have a cause-effect definition in these studies we do on bullying.
You know, it's interesting. I have a friend whose 14-year-old daughter tried to commit suicide on Christmas Day. And it was a combination of divorced parents, bullying at school. And it was like she was just ready to check out. She's like, if this is what life is all about, I don't want any more of it. So all of a sudden, she had the word say it for me, Doc. What's the word?
Epiphany?
Yes. I always screw that word up. Epiphany. And something changed. She realized life was worth living. And now something is beaming out of her. And it's an amazing thing. How do we take people and help them get to that point where they don't want to live anymore from bullying and all the rest to realizing that it's all kind of a big lie? All this bullying is just it's a lie. There's a way you have to deal with it. What is that? How do we deal with it?
And you mentioned the word epiphany. You got to have a positive experience for that child. Something they're good at, something they really enjoy, something that everybody has different groups they click with. And it could be the athletic group, it could be the intellectual group, healthy groups, because we don't want them to go into unhealthy, which
right.
We get into. But what violence, et cetera, gangs. But bullying has become more prevalent over the years due to text messages, Facebook, cyber technology.
Yeah.
It's a bigger problem.
So your books, are these the two books that you've written? Maybe tell us about Life Consultants, Inc. real quick. Tell us your story.
Life Consultants, Inc. came into happening because of being a psychologist and also a business person that I wanted to write articles that look at all different relationships in business, but also because I was a teacher 4 years and children in different relationships.
Wow.
How to deal. So it has different articles.
You are the professor. You aren't a doctor. If you've taught for 40 years, you need to be put up on a pedestal. I don't know. You're still alive. Kids.
No, taught for four years.
Oh, I thought you said 40
years. 4 years in business and a psychologist.
Okay.
No,
wow.
I give everyone only 4 years in high school.
Okay.
But what we're seeing is you know, as you mentioned, some suicide occurring out of bullying.
Well, listen, we are running short on time here for our hour. This to me is such an important topic, everybody. I know, you know, whoever have out there have kids that have been bullied, you know, whether you know it or not, with the statistics, they are more than likely being bullied by somebody. You need to sit them down and talk to them. Dr. Wendy James, it's drwendyjames.com. Here is a resource for you. Hopefully she can help you. You've been helpful to me, Doctor, and I really appreciate it. It's been just a pleasure having you on the show.
Pleasure for me, too.
All right. Popular science, that's about it for our show this week. We try and touch on some interesting topics of things that are going on in my life and perhaps yours, too. We'll see you next week. Pick up an issue of Popular Science on newsstands everywhere. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for listening. Popular Science Radio with Alan Taylor is presented by Escort Radar Detectors. Hit the road fully equipped. Visit escortradar.com.